We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We have the owner of Pop Party, Leanne Anderson, on with us. Leanne, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us, how has what has the eclipse meant to you for business these last few weeks?
Oh, my gosh, it's so exciting. We've been preparing for this for like 10 months. So business has been great. We just opened that new store on Maple Road, too. So it's fun to see all new people come out to that store, too.
And for gear, I mean, obviously the glasses are probably what's going the best when we're talking about eclipse gear.
Oh, my gosh, yes, the glasses are number one. But, I mean, people are partying in Buffalo from, like, balloon centerpieces, T-shirts. We made custom party packs, so they have, like, glasses, astronaut ice cream in them. You know, everything you need. It's fun.
Now, obviously the eclipse, we've known for, what, a century that it was coming. When did you guys start getting the wheels in motion on, hey, we need eclipse gear in our stores? When did that start, you know, going to be a reality?
So we started preparing about 10 months ago. Actually, one of the girls in our office is, you know, huge on this and follows it. So she kept us all on our toes, knowing what we needed with everything under the sun, literally, T-shirts, whatever. We even have sun candles in our stores. It's really been cool. So we've been preparing a lot for this.
When would you say that the demand really started picking up? You know, I've noticed walking around that the last few days, you know, I'm getting, you know, hey, where's this? Where can I get this? You're getting text messages. When would you say the demand of eclipse stuff was really starting to hit you guys?
I would say the biggest demand has been this week. I would kind of compare it to like a Halloween. Sometimes people just prepare New Year's Eve, you know, a few days before. So now everybody's in panic mode. I know that there's been, you know, speculation of the counterfeit glasses out there, and ours are, you know, made in America, ISO certified. So we're very, very, very fussy about that. You know, we don't want to jeopardize anyone's eyes or vision. So now we're getting like an influx of people that ordered online and they have counterfeits. So they're rushing in.
Now, the eclipse is tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour. Will you guys be open at some point tomorrow to get gear if it's, you know, if you're a last minute shopper?
Yes, we'll be open right up until about 3:15, and then I'm actually closing all three stores so the employees can enjoy it and go party after with it.
Oh, so you're giving everyone the rest of the day off?
Yeah, they get the rest of the day off after this. Yep.
Really nice. Now, you guys are also open today as well, right?
Oh, yeah, and we have extended hours today. So we are there for sure until 6, and we might even stay later if the need is there. So everybody that's working today knows we got to just push through until we get everybody covered in safe glasses.
Now, you know, April, early April, I'm guessing normal years, this isn't really a party supply time, right? I mean, this is kind of in the middle or in between, St. Patrick's Day and graduation season. So this has got to be a nice boost for you guys.
Oh, it's been awesome because usually after Easter, it gets a little bit quiet until graduation. And because our graduations are really end of May, June, you know, So this has been fun. My stores are like, you know, the staff's enjoying it. We like seeing all the people coming in. And everybody's in a good mood. It's great to have a party store. Everybody comes in happy.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, come on. That's it's always a party. Everyone's there for a party.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned graduation season. I'm guessing over the summer, I mean, it's probably pretty consistent over the summer of people throwing parties, right? I mean, is that your busiest time or is it right around the holiday time?
No, I would say graduation and Halloween are really our busiest times. Graduation's great because here in Buffalo, you know, the weather's nice in the summer, so people tend to have grad parties more than 1 week. So they'll party, you know, all the way through August with grad parties. So we get real busy with that, and that's fun. And then 4th of July is always fun. We're all those little last-minute holidays, though, like New Year's Eve, 4th of July, you know, and everybody plans last minute. Oh, shoot, I'm having a party.
Yeah. That, I mean, Super Bowl Sunday, I'm guessing, as well. Like,
oh, yes, yes, yeah. That, yeah, playoffs are woohoo for us. We love playoffs. Everybody comes in, you know, hey. You know, everybody's excited.
Now, I'm seeing on your website, so you mentioned Halloween a few times. You guys have Halloween, not just Halloween party supplies. You have costumes and stuff as well?
Yes, yes. We have costumes, we have accessories, we have makeup, we have, like, anything from, like, the cheap makeup all the way to, you know, what these artists use for makeup. So we have some high-end makeup, like the Mayron brand. So we get a lot of people in, like, the theatrical stuff.
Interesting, interesting. I mean, Halloween, I have not dressed up for Halloween in a few years, and I'm debating if this is the year.
We're going to change that. We're going to have to change that for you.
I'm going to have to walk across the street. You guys are going to have to find something for me this Halloween. Now, obviously, this is the question. I have a background in retail. I worked at the now-closed Bed Bath & Beyond. But so I know all about when holidays come and go. What is your plan for the Eclipse stuff that didn't sell on Tuesday?
Well, that's a good question, because this is like, there's not going to be an eclipse in the U.S. until like 2045 again. So we rolled the dice, I guess, on this one a little bit, but there's not much you could do. If somebody wants an eclipse shirt after, we'll mark them all down, but most of it's been flying out the doors. So
that's good.
We ran out of our tableware and balloons a few times, but we restocked all the stores yesterday. So
now, what kind of eclipse balloons? Was it like a sun balloon with a moon balloon going over it? What was the...
No, it was like a space balloon, and we actually were able to, because obviously there's no manufacturers out there making an eclipse balloon, we were able to modify a balloon and make a really cool centerpiece, and then they do these confetti balloons that say, you know, Buffalo Eclipse. And
wow.
All that. So yeah, we retrofitted some stuff and made some pretty cool things.
You guys really thought of it all.
Yeah, we tried.
So today, as you said, you're extending your hours, usually 10 to 4 on Sundays, but you're going to open till at least 6 today to get those last-minute Eclipse supplies.
Yeah, and we opened all the stores early today, so we had people lined up and ready to go at 9 a.m. So yeah, we're there till 6 at least, and it could be later. If people just keep coming, we're going to stay.
And you have the three locations. You're in Lockport, you're in Orchard Park, and you're right across the street from the studios here in the Maple Ridge Plaza. Used to be Lens Crafters, if anyone's wondering where the location, right at the corner of that plaza. I'm going to have to make my way over there and get some Eclipse supplies.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, Leanne, thank you. And I'm sure we'll be talking with you for other holidays as well. But I have to say, kudos to you guys getting out ahead of this. And I hope it sounds like it's paying off. And hopefully tomorrow is a fun party for everybody.
Oh, thank you. Buffalo sure likes to party.
We sure do. Leanne, thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.